Please be seated. A word of prayer. Father, we give thanks this day for all the women in the world. We ask that you surround each and every one of us with your love and your presence. Amen. Happy Women's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. This is the third year that Reverend Elizabeth and I have done the service on Mother's Day together. We thought it was rather suiting for two women to provide this particular service, and we enjoy doing it together. I want to thank Reverend Elizabeth for allowing me the opportunity to preach. As for a deacon, preaching is a privilege and not an expectation. So thank you, Reverend. Today is not just about mothers. Historically, Mother's Day was about honoring all women, not just mothers, but as women, regardless of having birthed a child or not. Moms come in many shapes and forms. We find them in classrooms as teachers. Some are single moms, foster moms, adoptive moms, and stepmoms. Some yearn to have a child of their own, but for whatever reason cannot. Others decide not to birth a child, but mother to others who need that love and care. Many care for the children of others as caregivers. Some are aunts, sisters, grandmothers, or friends, all willingly and selflessly helping those around them. Women are amazing. From the beginning of time, the beginning of creation, women have always played a very important part in life, and we still do. Eve, the mother of Cain and Abel. Eve was the first woman and the first mother, the mother of all living. Eve was created by God as a reflection of his image and to be a helper to Adam. Together, they would fulfill God's purpose of populating the earth. With Eve, God brought human relationship, friendship into the world. With Eve, we learn that there are feminine qualities to the character of God. Eve also teaches us that God wants us to be free to choose and follow and obey him out of love. Nothing we do is ever hidden from God. Remember, God knows our needs before we ask. Like Elizabeth, mother of John the Baptist, we should never underestimate God's tremendous love for us. Elizabeth was barren, yet in her old age, she gave birth to a son. Elizabeth was very humble, even though she played a key role in God's plan of salvation. God is always full of surprises. To those who gave birth this year to their first child, and for those who are now pregnant, we celebrate with you. God is strong, bold, and powerful as a father. Yet God is kind, gentle, caring, and as loving as a mother. God is there as we face all the challenges that overcome us in this life to give us strength. To those who have lost their mothers, we grieve with you. Mothering isn't always easy. The first time you hear that you're the meanest mother in the whole world, your heart breaks. Then you find out why you're so mean. It's usually because, out of love, you have made your child eat nutritious meals instead of just what they want. You have insisted they do their homework instead of being on their phones. You have told them to dress properly and according to the weather, even when they tell you their friends can wear whatever they want. You are the meanest mother in the world because out of love, you have given them rules and guidelines. You have taught your child respect, respect for themselves, for others, and for the world around them. Now, if this is why you're the meanest mother on earth, we congratulate you. You have done your job well. I still remember the first time my daughter told me that she was the meanest mother on earth. And I said, oh, you mean it isn't me anymore? Okay, so why are you the meanest mother? To those who have lived through driving tests, medical tests, and the overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. When a child hurts, the mother hurts. The pain a child feels, the mother also feels that pain. And a mother would rather do anything else in the world than to see her child suffer. Last year, when I was on call as a chaplain at Grand River Hospital, the call I received was for an 8-month-old baby who died of SIDS. To this day, I can still see the look on that mother's face. I can still see the staff trying to resuscitate that tiny body. I can still see the pain that was felt in that room by everyone. the parents, the staff, the police officers, and myself. Mary, the mother of Jesus, is one of the most amazing women we have heard of. The strength and courage it took to say yes to being the mother of the Son of God. Then the same strength and courage it took to watch her son being tortured and crucified. I don't think one ever gets over the loss of a child, no matter how old that child is. To those who have ever lost a child, we mourn with you. God is both father and mother, holding us close to him when we are scared or in trouble. Yet her gentle, loving, kind words soothe our hurts, and God is right beside us when we are afraid. To those who place a child for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and remember how you hold that child in your heart forever. Women by nature are maternal. We mother each other, our children, our neighbors' kids, the dog, our husbands, our friends, just about any other living thing that will allow us to do so. It is the nurturing, compassion, love, and caring that makes us all mothers. To all single mothers, with your strength and courage, we pray for you. As women, we can embrace our role as mothers, not just to our own kids, but to each other. We lift and encourage each other as a mother would. We celebrate Mother's Day recognizing the mothering skills we all have inside of us. Even efforts that seem small to us make a big difference in the lives of many others. We need to recognize that all women are mothers. To those who step-parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. Women have strengths that are amazing. They carry children, they carry hardships, they carry burdens, but they hold happiness, love, and joy. They smile when they want to scream. They sing when they want to cry. They cry when they are happy and laugh when they're nervous. When God created woman, he created us right from his heart. We often don't have time to be sick, so we heal ourselves. When need be, we work 18 hours a day, especially when our kids or someone we love is sick. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you and give thanks for you. God created us to be soft to the touch and gentle in our caring and compassion. Yet we are strong as we must endure and overcome all kinds of things. God gave us the gift of emotions. We cry when we're sad. We cry when we're happy. We laugh at the craziest things, and we fight for what we believe in. To those who have warm and close relationships with their children, we celebrate with you. This is a short story from Poetic Expressions called Woman. When God created woman, he was working late on the sixth day. An angel came by and said, "Why spend so much time on that one?" The Lord answered, "Have you seen all the specifications I have to meet to shape her? She must be washable, but not made of plastic. Have more than 200 moving parts, which all must be replaceable. And she must function on all kinds of food. She must be able to embrace several kids at the same time. Give a hug that can heal anything from a bruised knee to a broken heart. And she must do all this with only two hands." The angel was impressed. "Just two hands? Impossible. And this is the standard model? Too much work for one day. Wait until tomorrow, then complete her." "I will not," said the Lord. "I am so close to completing this creation, which will be the favorite of my heart. She cures herself when sick, and she can work 18 hours a day." The angel came nearer and touched the woman. "But you have made her so soft, Lord." "She is soft," said the Lord, "but I have also made her strong. You can't imagine what she can endure and overcome." "Can she think?" asked the angel. The Lord answered, "Not only can she think, she can reason and negotiate." The angel touched the woman's cheek. "Lord, it seems this creation is leaking. You have put too many burdens on her." "She is not leaking. It's a tear," the Lord corrected the angel. "Well, what's it for?" asked the angel. The Lord said, "Tears are her way of expressing grief, her doubts, her love, her loneliness, her suffering, and her pride." This made a big impression on the angel. "Lord, you are a genius. You thought of everything. The woman is indeed marvelous." The Lord said, "Yes, Indeed, she is. The beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman must be seen from in her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides. The beauty of a woman is not in a facial mole, but true beauty in a woman is reflected in her soul. It is the caring that she lovingly gives, the passion that she shows, and the beauty of a woman with passing years only grows. There's only one thing wrong. We forget what she is worth. Women are truly amazing, and today we honor all women, their strengths, their courage, and their unconditional love. We celebrate mothers, we celebrate women, we celebrate you. Thanks be to God. Amen.